Ollie, another loss, three in a row now. How disappointed are you by, firstly, the performance tonight and the result?
I don't think the performance was all that bad. It was the individual errors that we were most disappointed about. There wasn't a wide gap between the two sides. Yes, there was a gap, and the better side won. But I felt we gave maybe them a helping hand along the way. But you know, it would be nice to have seen it if we could have kept it tight and we didn't make those mistakes. But to be fair, they probably had the two best chances of the second half, as I said, with Rory Feely's header from a corner and Georgie Kelly went straight through in a 1v1. So that type of way, we can't complain. We huffed and puffed and dug in, but the damage was done and we did it ourselves, to be fair. That's not taking anything away from Pats, but just disappointing that we gave them the start and we never looked like clawing it back.
Those individual mistakes, they could be the difference between a point away from home and staying up, or losing and getting no points and going back to Fen Park with nothing again. So how important is it, and how do you stop those individual errors to from happening? Is it just concentration levels that those things happen, or is it, I don't know, a lack of discipline or something from the players?
It's lucky, you could say. I'd love to say it came from an experience, but that wasn't the case tonight. I think when you're down, you're down, and we've been there year in, year out. And you know, sometimes decisions don't go your way, sometimes the hop of the ball doesn't go your way, and sometimes when maybe people aren't as confident as what they should, that those mistakes creep in. And take your pick out of that to see which one makes sense in that. But look, you know, we've been here before where we huffed and puffed. I remember last year here in the league game, we lost in the last couple of minutes, and we, you know, we didn't probably play as well or keep the ball as well as we did tonight. We made it difficult, and eventually I think Jake Walker came on and scored down here at the town end when Dean Clare crossed the ball. And while we lost that game, at least we took a cut off it and felt, yeah, you know, the better side did win that night as well. But we you know, probably Pats didn't have to come out of second gear to win tonight, and that's probably the most disappointing pair.
Last year, I remember a couple of games going away from home. You just might have had even just down as far as three subs on the bench. This year, the squad's no thicker, but you have more games coming up thick and fast against St. Pat's this week or this Monday coming in the Cup. With so much time spent on not having football on, how difficult has it been getting a team of part-time footballers ready for this sort of schedule?
Probably that's the only complaint I have. I can't complain and make excuses tonight. We made mistakes and we weren't good enough. But I think you've referred to it there. I can see the rationale in being 5 months without football to come back and play four games in 9 days. It's not medically correct. We unfortunately lost bodies last week. We lost bodies on Monday. And the positive was we can make five substitutes, which at least limits the game times. But we lads patched up there tonight that shouldn't have been playing, and medically that isn't correct for that to happen. I think it's madness and I think it's wrong. However, obviously the people that made the decision to play the first 2 weeks, midweek and weekend, must have a better medical background. In fairness, I don't know.
Going forward, team looks like it's lacking a bit of confidence in the last three games, three losses. There's not many games left, Ollie. How do you get confidence instilled into these players going forward? Because I suppose their Premier status is on the line here. Is that enough for them to sort of get the fight in behind them, or is there some way that you can motivate these players to get back to winning ways?
We probably pray, and that's what we normally do. Look, we need something to change for us. Something, be it a refereeing decision. You know, there was a penalty there tonight that the referee didn't give. That's not why we lost. We still are last. But we need something like that to go your way, to get up and running, to get a draw or to sneak a win. And then the confidence can change. And, you know, winning breeds confidence. But as you say, defeats takes that away and sucks it out of you. But we've been there. It's nothing new to us. But it isn't easy. And it's a battle. And we just hope that we can stay in the battle, Linda, and we don't, you know, drift away and not have a battle. So long as there's a battle there, we'll keep going to the bitter end if there's something to fight for. You know, you would take it the last day of the season. I think we play Waterford at home. Might be wrong, and that if we had, you know, to win to get to the playoff, we'll take that. But so long as we can keep it to the last game with something to play for, then the battling quality, please God, will turn around. But no, it's not easy. There's no point in pretending. We do care, all of those players who care, all the staff do. But it is what it is. If you make mistakes at this level, you get punished, and that's what happened today.